Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Here comes the clown.
All right, college football's hottest nightclub is Ole Miss Spring Game. Here's a couple of the things that happened at Ole Miss's Spring Game.
Okay.
Notice what none of these things are. Joey Chestnut eating hot dogs.
Oh, wow.
That happened at Ole Miss's Spring Game.
What a get.
Monty Kiffin got pushed in a golf cart race. Sororities competed in a tug of war championship. A dunk contest, I believe.
Like a slam dunk?
Yes. Contest? Yes. Basketball dunk. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, did you notice what none of those things were?
Did the red team beat the blue team or whatever their colors are?
Not information that's available to me, Josh.
Oh, wow.
They did play a little flag football, a little 7-on-7 flag football. But basically, Lane Kiffin turned his spring game into a carnival featuring Joey Chestnut, sorority girls, and slam dunks. And I kind of respect it.
Yeah, what's
the... I kind of respect it.
What's the downside?
Well, the downside is that you wasted a practice.
I guess.
You only get 15 of them in the spring.
That's true.
And you wasted one of those practices. And when they don't, you know, if they don't, now they're going to be one of the best teams in the country next year. But if you're, for some reason, not, you know, if you're like a 6-6 team that's fighting your way to get to a bowl game and all this, you fall one game short at the end, it's like, well, you only get 15 of the damn practices and you wasted one on Joey Chestnut hot dog eating contest, that would be the retort. But I don't care. I don't care. Now, I will say this. This is Lane Kiffin's brainchild. I don't want to know what else goes on in Lane Kiffin's brain if these are the things that happen in Lane Kiffin's brain.
Scary place.
We know a little bit about Lane Kiffin, and we also know a little bit about the you know, he's got some equity there. He's had some success. They were very good last year. He's lost key guys. He lost Quinshon Judkins in the portal, and nobody cared.
That's right.
I mean, people love him down there. So, with that being said, it's a combination of that and the fact that he is at Ole Miss and the fact that they're going to be pretty good this year. I think Lane's in his bag right now, and he decided to let this one fly on Saturday. Don't know if you could really quite pull this off at a place like Nebraska that has this deep respect for football. Also, Matt Rhule would not be the guy to do it.
He would not.
He would definitely not be the guy to do it. But don't, I wouldn't, there's going to be some stupid stuff that happens in Nebraska spring game. There will be non-football related stuff, I think, that happens in Nebraska spring game. But there will be football. There will be football. In this game, there was no football. Thoughts? Are you in?
Yes, I am in on this. It definitely is a better outing for a Saturday.
I would rather go to this than the practice. Mm-hmm. I would rather go to this than the practice. It'd be kind of funny.
I think you nailed it when you said Lane Kiffin has found a window to where he can execute this.
He's in his bag.
They were good last year. They're going to be good this year. He has stayed through several hiring cycles when it was rumored that he would not. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of almost revered down there right now. Like he's got a little bit of stroke to where he can go, you know what? Let's get weird.
By the way, update on Joey Chestnut. His round of eating hot dogs was cut a little bit short. He nearly choked to death.
Oh, God.
He got a bun stuck in his throat. Now, if Joey Chestnut choked and died at the Ole Miss spring game, then it probably wouldn't fly anymore.
Right,
You'd
right.
probably have to stop at that point.
Let's go back to the game.
Don't mind the fact that Joey Jaws ate 20 hot dogs in 90 seconds before he started choking on a bun.
It's a good pace.
It momentarily slowed down, but he was able to power through. But he wasn't going to set the world record that day. It slowed him down. He choked on the bun. He choked on a bun.
Imagine if Joey Chestnut died at the Ole Miss spring game.
Would Lane Kiffin get fired, do you think?
No.
Nah, I don't think so either. But it'd be a conversation. Somebody would say it on the Chit Chat shows. That's for sure.
Yes, yes.
Somebody would definitely say it. All right. Quick timeout. We'll come back. If the poll questions tell you what to watch on the other side on 1620 The Zone.